Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Covenant Journey. Today we're going to be looking at John chapter 10 and beginning in verse 1. We've been spending some time in the Gospel of John because it's so fascinating and there's so much there we simply don't have time to even scratch the surface. But John chapter 10 is that famous chapter where Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Verse 1, he says, "Most certainly I tell you, one who doesn't enter by the door into the sheepfold but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber." Now, you may wonder, what is all that about? Well, you have a gate and you have a fence, and in that fence behind the gate is where you keep the sheep. Now, there is a gatekeeper and there is the good shepherd, the shepherd of those sheep. The shepherd's not going to come in some unauthorized way. He doesn't need to. He comes in through the gate. Somebody who is coming a different way is not going to come in through the gate because they don't have permission. They're going to try to come and get the sheep in a different way. So he says that kind of a person or that kind of temptation, that is one that is a thief and a robber. Verse 2, "But one who enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Whenever he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they don't know the voice of strangers." Jesus spoke this parable to them, but they didn't understand what he was telling them. Verse 7, "Jesus therefore said to them, 'Again, most certainly I tell you, I am the sheep's door. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved and will go out and go in and will find pasture. The thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd and doesn't own the sheep, he sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep, and flees. The wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. The hired hand flees because he is a hired hand and he doesn't care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and I'm known by my own, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep.'" It's amazing in this passage because Jesus says that he's not only the gate that guards the sheep, but he's also the shepherd. And he gives this analogy that when a stranger comes and tries to lead the sheep astray or lead the sheep anywhere, they're not going to listen to him because they don't recognize the voice of the stranger. But they do recognize the voice of the shepherd. And the shepherd also knows each one of those sheep by name, individually by name. Such a comforting thought that not only can we know the voice of the good shepherd, but that he knows us and he knows you by your name. He is the good shepherd, and unlike the hired hand who's just paid to do the job, and when trouble comes and a wolf comes to ravage the sheep, who runs away because he's just paid hourly, he doesn't really care about the sheep, he's just doing his job, working the time, going home, forgetting about those sheep. He really doesn't care about them. And so the wolf comes and scatters the sheep and carries some off and destroys them. Unlike that, the good shepherd puts his body in between that wolf and the sheep and protects them. He doesn't leave them because they are his own. He knows them, and they, you and I, are the sheep, know him as well. The amazing thing here is there is a couple of times in this passage a double negative used in the Greek that says they will by no means perish. They will have life eternal. That double negative in the Greek is kind of like, and you'll see this throughout the Gospel of John, where Jesus talks about eternal life, that he came to give eternal life, and that those who are in relationship with him will never die. You'll see some of that in the English, but underneath it is a double negative, which means the best way to translate that is to bold it and to emphasize it, underline it, highlight it in a way that it stands out from the text. It looks different than the rest of the text. Jesus is stating emphatically that if anyone enters by me, he will be saved, that you will not be destroyed, that you will have eternal life. Jesus is that good shepherd. You know, the good shepherds, historically, and this is what Jesus is relying upon, they are the protector of the sheep. They're the ones who not only lead them to green pastures, but as Psalm 23 says, they lead the sheep to still waters. They calm the sheep because the sheep don't want to go to a bubbling brook. It scares them. They're more timid. They're always looking around. So the shepherd not only finds places to graze, but he finds a place where they can be relaxed and they can enjoy the cool water without the sounds that would ultimately disturb them. Jesus wants to do that to you. He wants to present this image of being the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for you and me. He also is talking about his relationship with the Father. And he makes the analogy of his relationship to the Father is like his relationship to his sheep. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and I'm known by my own. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. I encourage you to reach out to other people who are in a different spiritual position in their life at that moment, somebody who can give you some comfort, encouragement, and strength. Be careful who you reach out to, though. Make sure that it's someone who is in touch with, who is a person who loves Jesus. Read some of the Gospels. Go back and read the Gospel of John. Just spend some time. Read it all the way through. Read it slowly. Spend some time and pray. Develop that relationship. Listen to Christian music. Put yourself in an environment where you are in a place of support. I can tell you that there are going to be times when you ultimately are wondering what God has planned for you. You're going to be wondering whether or not he is answering your prayers. I can tell you that he hears, he knows you by name, and you just need to continue to be calm, seek his face, and develop that relationship, and that relationship will come. If you seek him, you will find him. If you ask, it will be answered, and if you knock, the door will be open. Press into the Good Shepherd and press in to the Word of God. This is Matt Staver with Covenant Journey. You can go to covenantjourney.org for more information.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.